Hi, this is Christina.
And Carmen.
And this is Novelas con Cafecito, a podcast where we watch the novelas from our childhood,
sip cafecito, and talk shit about them.
Watch with us.
Hi, everyone. This is Carmen.
And Christina.
And this is Novelas con Cafecito. And today we are talking about episode 13 of Teresa.
Yes. You know, it feels off because we missed, we already had last episode recorded and we didn't record 1 week and it was just weird.
I know, I missed it. I was going to say I missed talking to you, but I talked to you either way, so.
Yeah, I was going to say that too, though. Like, we don't message each other every single day and still talk on the phone.
I know. You'd think we'd be tired of each other, but no.
Never. Let's see. So this episode.
You have a summary?
Oh my God. No. Yeah. We need to summarize the entire episode. Do you have one?
So I have some from like the main people, but I didn't include anything else. So I'll just, yeah. So my summary is that Teresa and Mariano take their relationship to the next step.
Oh.
They do it. Meanwhile, the profe decides that he should open his life up to dating again.
That was good. Yeah. All right. Let's go scene by scene.
Okay.
Yeah. So we start off, as always, where the last one left off. And I know last episode we were like, oh, my God, they're just inappropriately making out in front of Dr. Ledesma. But they stop themselves. They do.
Yeah. Yeah. I thought it was going to be worse than it was. And they really don't.
Yeah, so they stop mid-makeout. They're like, oh, my God, we're so sorry. And he's like, oh, no, big deal, like laughing about it.
Yeah.
Then they all together walk into Nachita's house. Doña Nachita and Teresa tells them the news. I feel like she should have let Dr. Ledesma tell them. But whatever.
Why? Yeah. I'm like, how is it your place to explain this to the family at all? Like,
especially last episode when she was being such a bitch.
Right? Right? I was like, don't over here. Don't be over here acting like you're all happy. But maybe she is happy because it means that they won't need as much money because the treatment's going to be free.
True.
So maybe that's
probably
why
her
she,
real.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Her
why
real
she's
reason.
Really happy. Yeah.
I was so confused when they were explaining it, though, because I didn't know what any of the words meant. Like when they say protocolo, whatever.
Yeah,
I was like,
that
what
sounds
is
like
that?
Protocol.
But it's not protocol. Basically, and then I don't think it's in this scene exactly when Mariano explains exactly what.
Yeah, the because deal is. They are also confused by it.
Yeah. Yeah. And I was right there with them with my confusion. Did you catch on exactly what it meant at first?
Yeah. So
oh, okay. Of course
the thing he, I mean, Mariano's going to go explain it and we'll explain it too.
Yeah.
Dr. Ledesma. No, not him. Teresa tells them the news that Pablito
yeah.
got into this program. It's going to be free. It's going to make his treatment sooner and cheaper, free. Then we go to Teresa's house. Doña Refugio is over there crying about the fight she just had with Teresa to Don yeah. Armando. He's just nodding.
What else is he going to say? He's on Teresa's side with this.
That's true. He's always on her side.
Yeah, she's crying about how dare Teresa tell her or bring up Rosita's death when it hurts so much to have lost a daughter. And it's like, well, yeah, that's messed up.
That was fucked up of Teresa. Yeah. And then we go back to Nachita's house. This is where Dr. Ledesma tells them that Pablito's going to be in a special unit. He works in both units. And Mariano...
Yeah, also, Nachita's like, oh, are you going to take him to the hospital where Esperanza used to work?
She doesn't work there.
She's
never
like,
worked there.
He's like, yeah. He answers it in a way that is not answered. And he's like, oh, well, I work in a lot of places.
Yeah. And this is where Mariano is explaining to them that he's going to receive this treatment that has been approved in other countries, mm-hmm. not in Mexico yet. And people in this program, this treatment that exists elsewhere is being used in this hospital to then be further available to everyone else in Mexico. And so then Nachita's like, is my son going to be a guinea pig? And Mariano's like, no, this is already a treatment in other places. He's going to get good treatment.
And there's a term for that, right? Like a trial, like a study, like a experiment.
Yeah, it's like a. Could what is it experimental if it already exists everywhere else?
That's what I was going to ask, and I don't know.
So then Esperanza and Johnny walk in. When they walk in, we go to Doña Juana's house, and Mariachi guy is there. I don't know what happened there. I didn't pay attention. So it's not
Yeah, it's not really important. You know, they're being their annoying selves. She's like lighting a candle. He's like, oh, let's go serenade Nachita. And she's like, no. Why does he always want to serenade her?
Not everyone wants to hear your voice all the time, my Nachi guy. And he's like, this is my gift to the world. It's going to make her happy. And Juana's like, you're not that special.
Yeah, she's like, stop clowning. And he's like, you're my muse. And she's like, shut up. Well, we're still never seeing that. And Teresa and Mariano are walking outside. They're walking El Doctor Ledesma out, like, of the vecindad. And then Teresa's thanking him for helping Mariano with his education. And he's like, no problem, bye. And then Teresa's like just telling Mariano that she admires him and she's that he inspired El Doctor Ledesma to help him. And she's saying it's a good thing to have someone like the doctor backing his, I guess, his goals, his educational goals and whatever. Even I was going to say, even when she's complimenting him and saying all these good things, she still sounds evil to me.
You're right.
Because even the way, I don't know, she just annoys me with the way she talks and her mannerisms because she's like,
yeah. Then it's the next day. Teresa's in her room and Don Armando, her dad, walks in. Teresa's about to head out. He's like, oh, I was going to come wake you up. Why are you already awake? She tells him that she's going to go say bye to Aurora because it's her last day before she leaves forever.
I feel like she's been taking forever to leave. I'm like, just leave.
Fucking go already. Don Armando's like, oh, I wanted to have a serious talk. And Teresa's like, no, I'm leaving.
Of course she doesn't, yeah.
I'm assuming they're going to talk about the fight.
Yeah, about her telling her mom that she thinks she wishes that she had died instead of Rosita.
Yeah. Then we go to Aurora's house, and they're about to leave. It sounds like they're moving away forever. Like they're going to be... She's like, I'm going to miss all my stuff, and... Even he's like, oh, this is a new chapter in your life. And it's like, I thought this was a vacation. What the hell is going on?
It's unclear how long she's supposed to be gone for, but they're making it sound like it's like, I don't know, for the whole year or something.
Something, yeah. I don't know.
And I still don't know her dad's name. It's so long and I don't know her name. I mean, his name.
Episode 13 and we still don't know this guy's name.
They never say his name.
After that, we go to Nachita's house. And in this scene, so Nachita's giving Pablito a bath, and she asks Hugo, the older brother that we always forget his name, she asks him to go get a towel for Pablito. And I was like, oh my God, something's going to happen here. So
I paused it in the second because like, he's going to find the money. He's going to find it.
Yes. Yeah.
And he did.
Yeah, he did.
Yeah, so it's at the same time that Esperanza is getting home, and then she's just sitting on her desk, and she calls up Profe, and she tells him that she wants to return the money that she got from Ruben, and he's like, what? Why? And whatever, they're, like, talking, and then this is when, like, Hugo just, like, you know, how kids grab stuff without
being fucking careful. Looking. Oh, sorry. It's such a trigger for me. I have to pretend that it doesn't bother
me. I was this kid. Remember, I was so clumsy.
Oh, my God, that's true.
Sometimes I'm still that way. Anyway, he grabs the towel and like the money falls everywhere. And he's like, oh my God, oh my God. And he runs to tell Nachita about the money. And then we leave that scene and go back to Aurora and her dad. Well, Aurora's telling her dad that she needs to check her bag like one more time to make sure she has everything. And then her dad's phone rings. And it's a Dr. Ledesma. They're just talking about whatever.
Babito probably because there's no HIPAA. And then when he leaves to answer the phone, Teresa walks into Aurora's house and they start talking. She's telling Aurora about Dr. Ledesma and how he's supporting Mariano. And he gave Mariano this wonderful gift. And Aurora's eyes light up because the gift was from her. It's that box of medical equipment that Mariano received last episode. And Aurora just looks super happy for him.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Sweet, sweet Aurora.
I know. And then we're back in La Vecindad again. And Hugo is swearing up and down to Nachita that there was money there, but it's gone now. And so I was pissed at Esperanza because now her affair is making her brother look like a damn liar.
Right? Yeah, now her brother's making coming out like this little lying kid who just wishes there was money, but
I know, because Nachito's like,
it
I know you wish we had all this money, so you're probably imagining it. And it's like, no, it was really there.
really was. So when Hugo ran back to tell Doña Nachita about the money he found, Esperanza quickly ran in, picked it all up, and pretended, like, said nothing, like, just let Hugo seem like he's fucking
Like
crazy.
he's crazy.
Yeah.
Poor Hugo.
And then after that, we go to Teresa arriving at Profe's house to return the
Oh, also,
clothes.
I was
Oh,
gonna
what?
say
Yeah.
she told her dad that she had to work today, and then she gets to the profe's house, and then Luisa's like,
Oh.
"Oh, I'm surprised to see you," because you know she doesn't
She
work.
didn't have to
So
work.
I'm like,
Yeah.
of course she lied to her dad."
Yeah, that too. So yeah, she gets there to return the stuff that Luisa let her borrow, not for work. And she tells Luisa about Paloma arriving at the profe's house, that she was there. And so she's like, I need this bitch's address.
Yeah. That part was funny too later.
Yeah. Yeah, this scene ends when she asks Luisa for her address. There's like shark Jaws music playing in the background. Then we go to Esperanza and Profe meeting. She's giving back the money that he gave her from Ruben. And Profe's shocked about it. He's like,
Yeah.
you want to give this back? And she tells him that Pablito found this other
I would have hella
treatment.
kept it.
Me too. She's better than I am, apparently. And then he's like, but you can use this for other stuff. And she's like, no, that would be wrong. He gave it to me for my brother's treatment, not for other
Yeah.
things. And then she's like, I know we're poor, us at the
But we're bien
vecindad.
honrados.
Yeah, we're bien honrados. We're honorable people. We're
Yeah.
poor, but we're an honorable people.
I'm like, who talks
What
like that
the
about
fuck?
themselves, I guess.
Yeah,
Maybe I'm just
that.
not an honorable person, so I've never had to say something like that.
Right?
I
Same.
guess. I know, because we already said we would have kept the money.
Have given back money. One time, I used to work at a drive-through years and years ago when I was like 18.
Chicken barn.
The chicken is so good. If you're in Modesto,
I don't eat at Chicken Barn now that you don't work there.
oh my God,
Yeah.
it's good for what I like it. I love their nuggets and their spuds and
Yeah, they're
biscuits.
good. I
They're
just never
good,
go
yeah.
there because I never go to McHenry.
Oh, that's why. Yeah.
Yeah.
Anyway, I used to work there, the Chicken Barn, and
Shout out
someone shout out to the Chicken Barn,
to the
sponsored by
barn.
no. We need to stop. Let me get on with
Okay,
my
I'm sorry. Go on.
story. So someone accidentally gave me like $100 with their change, and like I opened the drive-through window and I was like, hey, signal them, and they came back around through the drive-through, and they were shocked that I gave them this money back. And I was like, well, I'm a poor person, but I'm honorable too. So I didn't say that exactly. Something like that though. And they left, they thanked me because it was a $100 bill. Then they came back and gave me like $50. And I was like, dang.
Damn. Yeah,
So
that's
I
fun.
guess sometimes it pays off being honorable.
So honorable of you. Oh, also in this scene, Esperanza asks the profe if he knows when Ruben is coming back. And then he's like, I don't know, like in a week. And then she's like, oh, I'm so excited to see him. I'm just counting down the days. And when she says that, the prof is like hella mean mugging her. Did
Yeah, he's
she? He's like
probably
hella
like,
judging her.
why is this sweet, sweet person who seems honorable? Why is
Yeah.
she with Ruben?
Yeah.
It's probably what he's thinking because he
I think so
knows
too. Yeah.
he's had to do things like this for
He
Ruben
knows how Ruben
repeatedly.
actually is. Yeah.
Yeah, so I think you can tell that she actually likes him, and he's like, what the fuck?
Yeah, and he knows like Ruben doesn't really care. Like to him, this is just one of many that he's
Yeah.
cheated on his wife with. And then to
Right.
her, she's waiting for him to leave his wife so they could be together. And that's not gonna happen. And he knows it. And he's just like,
Yeah. Then we go to Teresa,
Oh
suddenly
yeah. Oh
barging.
wow. I forgot it happened so soon. She just invites herself in to Paloma's house. And then like the maid is like behind her, like, Senora, Senora.
You can't come in here.
Yeah. Anyway, she walks in like it's her house or whatever.
Like she owns the damn place.
Yeah. And Paloma's like, what are you doing here? Which is like, yeah, what the hell are you doing here?
It's a valid question.
Who let you in my house? What are you doing in my house? Vanessa is like, Senora, you didn't keep your promise. And I know your ass went to go look for the profe.
She's like, no, I was just gonna make sure that what you said was true. And then it was proven.
Padma looked like a damn fool. She's stumbling over her words.
Yes.
And she's like, I only. And then,
Dinesa,
I don't know what I wanted.
Confident looking. Yeah.
And yeah. She's like, mugging her,
making her little head motions that she does. She's like, well, if you don't leave him alone, we're going to file a restraining order for stalking. Damn.
And then Padma's like, no, that's not necessary. I promise. And she's like, I just want you to make him happy. And then she's like, well, I am. And you better not come near us or our son. Her non-existent son with her non-existent, unpregnant stomach. She even holds her stomach like there's actually anything there.
This is just tacos, but Paloma doesn't know.
Oh, my God.
Then we go back to La Vecindad. Esperanza's telling Teresa about the money. And Teresa,
Esperanza's popped collar was so distracting in this scene.
I didn't even notice it.
Wow. Well, it's the first thing I saw and the only thing I could look at. And she's wearing like denim on denim.
Oh, I remember
which looks
now.
Cool on some people, but not on her. And her collar's all popped. It's like, what? Guess this was the 2000s.
Yeah.
But yeah, she's telling Esperanza. I mean, Esperanza is telling Teresa about Hugo finding the money and that she had to hide it hella fast. And now everyone thinks Hugo's crazy. She didn't say that.
But
Teresa's like, you're hella dumb because she returned the money.
She's so mad about it.
Yeah. She's like, what the hell's wrong with you?
Teresa's like, wow, you must really like this guy. But let's all keep in mind that Teresa knows exactly who Ruben is. She's already flirted with Ruben. He
kissed
her.
Yeah. He kissed her like on the cheek, right? I mean, which is still super weird. It wasn't her cheek, wasn't it?
Oh, I thought it was her mouth. I don't remember.
No, anymore. I think it's her cheek because he's like saying goodbye, but she's still surprised because it's like she just
nobody
met
does.
Him.
Yeah, exactly. You're right. Yeah. So Teresa knows that Ruben does not feel what Esperanza is describing, but Esperanza's like, I love him so much. He's my love, the love of my life. And Teresa's like, well, if he's like super rich, why does he like you?
Yeah, basically is what she says. Like, and then Esperanza's just like, we're in love.
And then barf,
she's annoying.
Yeah, barf.
So then
she goes on to say.
Oh, because she's Esperanza says, well, I don't know if you were going to say the same thing.
Probably.
I was going to say, but I'm like ready to rant about it.
Oh, yeah. Go ahead.
So Esperanza is like, oh, well, he thinks I'm special. I don't remember exactly how she words it, but basically she says that she's special to Ruben because he was her first. And then she's like, I don't know why men like that or whatever, like if you're their first or whatever. But first of all, well, okay, before I go on my rant, and I don't want to like, I don't know, shame anyone who waited. How old is she? Because she looks 35 and this is her first, really?
I think she's supposed to be close to Teresa's age.
She looks first of all, Teresa looks over 18. She looks like in her mid-20s. So Esperanza looks like she's in her mid-30s. And you want me to believe that this is her first? I'm sorry, no, I can't suspend my belief about this. And no. I'm like, no, she's 35 and this is her first. No,
no way.
Yeah. So then after that, Teresa's like, oh, isn't it crazy how men love it when you're their first? Because there's barely any woman like that anymore. And this is when I was like, barf, you fucking hoes.
No. The opposite.
First of all, I like, you know, just want it to be known that virginity is a scam. And it's a social construct and you're not special. And it's your choice, you know, if you want to wait or not. But if you do decide to wait until you're married, you're not special. You're not more special than other people who slept around. You know what I mean? Like, you're not better because you decided to wait to have sex. Like,
exactly.
Come on.
And you know what I've always wondered? The people that wait, they're going to suck at sex. Like, they're going to be bad at it. And obviously, it's all communication, right? If both people waited, then.
I guess they just learn together. But also, like, I think men like, I don't know if men still like that or if there's still, I mean, there probably is still people that expect their whatever, want to be with virgins, quote,
so
virgins.
Why is that? I don't get why.
I think it's because they know they suck in bed And they know that someone who's a virgin is not going to know the difference yes. of what's good and what's not. And so they're like, let me just find myself a virgin who's not going to tell me what they like in bed and expect me to please them to before I get mine.
I think yeah. you're right.
And I totally see Ruben being that way.
Yeah. Yeah. He just sucks. Esperanza thinks he's amazing because she doesn't have anything else to compare it to.
Yeah, yeah. And so then, yeah, Teresa asks her, how was it? And she's like, it was amazing. I'm like, how do you know it was amazing? You wouldn't know.
I'm just going to go on and say it right now. Like, my first time was not amazing. It was like, that was weird.
I don't think anyone's was.
Right.
And this so is why this is a lie. And this is why, yeah. you know, the writers of this novella are men.
Moving on from this scene.
Yeah, because that's really it. I mean, they're just like, Esperanza's like, oh, it was amazing. There's nothing like having sex with someone that you're in love with. Blah, blah, blah. It's like, not always. Sometimes you just want to hook up and that's fun too.
Yeah, and it can be good. It has to be someone you're attracted to, obviously.
Well, yeah, yeah.
And that's what matters.
Yeah.
Oh, and you can see Teresa, like, getting yeah. ideas while she's saying this, which is
yeah, because I think she wants to, you know, get it on with Mariano, which who wouldn't
look at him.
Yeah,
moving on from the scene, Johnny and Mariano are in his taxi, and then I don't know what Johnny says that Mariano's like, I'm gonna need the taxi.
I don't know what he says either.
I think he just mentions working more,
like, yeah, something more like that
on the taxi, and Mariano's like, no, I need it today.
And then Mariano says something, and when he's getting out, before he gets out of the taxi, but he talks so fast that I don't understand what he said. And then yeah. I rewinded it like 3 times. And I feel like Joni, like the person acting as Joni, also didn't understand because he looks so confused.
Yeah. And the people directing were probably like, wow, spot on. But he like literally had no idea what he said. I didn't either.
Yeah.
I'm guessing here what happened here is that Johnny wanted to work more and Mariano said he needed the taxi, but I don't know for sure.
No, I think that's what happened because, yeah. you know.
But you can't understand.
Yeah. Who knows what the hell he says. So then Mariano walks into La Vecindad and Teresa's walking up the stairs when they whatever see each other and they start talking. And they're like, oh, we never spend, you know, or we don't have that much time to spend together. Let's go somewhere. And then Teresa's like, I know where we can go, to Aurora's vacation house.
Yeah. So they pack, they leave, they get to the vacation home. They're like, wow, this is amazing. And it's only us. And they start making out. And then like,
and it's not just them.
Who walks up? Is it like the gardener? I don't know what he is.
I don't know. Some kind of housekeeper? Type
I'm just
person?
Gonna point out that this guy was also pretty brown.
Also brown.
Yes. Yeah. So we go back to how all the house servants, house service people.
Yeah.
I don't know.
The house staff. It. I don't know. Staff. I don't know either.
Yeah. Whatever.
They're all brown and they're the only brown people
in this damn novella.
Yeah.
And probably every novella is the same.
Mm-hmm.
But
we'll like, keep our eyes out, but I'm sure.
He walks up and he's like, clearing his throat. Excuse me, I'm right here. They turn all embarrassed and he's just telling them info about the house. And then
he leaves and they go back to yeah. making out.
Then we go to Acapulco, Genoveva.
And I was liking not seeing Aida and Pablo.
Right? I thought we were not going to see them this whole episode.
I would be fine not seeing them at all. Like literally, yeah. you know, everything was going so good in the episode. And then we go to them and I was like, ugh.
yeah. So we go to Acapulco.
Oh my god. And this thing was so weird because we go to Acapulco and Aida is putting sunscreen or tanning lotion, whatever it is, on Paulo. and he's not standing like a weirdo. Did you see that?
It's not like a deep massage or anything. And he's like, oh yes. Oh yeah. Like
he's standing like fucking Superman. Like, what the hell yeah. is that?
He's standing like Superman and then like saying, oh yeah, like she's giving him a good
she's
massage.
She's like just patting him like lightly. Just,
yeah, it's not like a deep, let me put sunscreen. It's not a good sunscreen appliance.
No.
It's bad. Which reminds me, one time I put sunscreen on Kyle's back and I only put it on half his back. And then the next day.
Yeah, I remember that.
He was half red. And wow. I was like, oh,
you,
shit.
You did a poor job like Aida did a poor job. You're Aida.
Apparently. But in this scene, Genoveva tells them that they're staying one more week. She got them to stay one more week. And then Aida wants to cancel her trip to Italy with her friends and stay. Mm-hmm. And Paolo's like, I don't know.
He doesn't seem too keen on her staying.
Yeah. which is strange.
Right? It's not strange because he doesn't give a fuck about her.
You're right. It's on brand for him.
Yeah. On brand for Paulo.
Yeah. Then we go to Mariano and Teresa, and they're just walking around the house and talking about how fancy the house is. And Teresa gets like too focused on the materialness of the house.
Like
and
Mariano, always.
Yeah, like always. And Mariano's like, all that matters is that we're here together.
Yeah. Then we go back to La Vecindad. They're all just chilling in Armando and Refugio's house.
Yeah, they're going to have a domino play thing.
Oh, yeah. That's what they're doing. Nachita and her husband, whose name we also don't know.
Right. We don't know his name either.
They walk in and they tell everybody about the treatment and how they dropped him off. Johnny is there too. And he's just like, I don't know, saying that he's thankful for Rosita for helping them. And then Nachita is like, oh, Johnny, you've been working so hard since Rosita passed. You never like have fun or, you know, take time to yourself. And then we leave that scene.
Back to the vacation home, Mariano and Teresa are just there having a good time. Then we go to Don Armando on like the corner store asking some lady.
Oh, that was super weird. And also, this lady was brown.
Yes. Yeah.
She's like some kind of, what is that word for people that, oh, like a loan shark?
Yeah. Yeah. So again, not a good person.
Yeah.
So he goes and asks her for more money. And she's like, well, you're just going to keep borrowing more and not being able to pay me back. And I'm going to get my money, bitch.
Yeah. She's like, I always find a way to get my money. That's a threat.
There's a song like that.
There's Rihanna, bitch, better have my money.
That's what I was thinking of in this entire scene. Like, it should have been
me
playing
too.
In the background.
I was playing it in my head.
Then we go back to La Vecindad and Hugo is telling them all about the money that he
poor
found.
Poor Hugo.
And Nachita's like, oh, stop making up lies. And Johnny, I think Johnny says it too.
Yeah.
Like, nobody believes
They're
him.
They're basically like, oh, like, I know you wish we had that money and you're probably just imagining it.
Yeah. But it was there. And then Nachita's husband and Nachita are both doing this thing I hate where everybody knows the person, right, that they're talking about. And they're like, we had to go back to the hospital to see my son. And it's like, everybody knows Pablito. You could just say,
oh,
go back to see Pablito. Like, yeah. Why do people do this?
I hate when people do that too. Or when they're talking about like there's a naked place. Oh my God, I can't talk. Significant. That's what I was trying to say. Their significant other. And they're like, oh, my hubby, oh, my baby. But they're telling you about them.
And you already
like,
know
can
them.
You please just say their name? Because, like, I don't, like, want to hear, like, oh, today my baby and me went, like, what? Like, that's fucking weird. Like, no, please don't. Like,
yeah,
I don't know if it's just me.
Do it? No, I do. I hate it, too. They do it, like, five times. They're just like, thank you all for supporting my son. Like, why can't you? They all know Pablito. Just say Pablito. Like, fuck. I hate that so much. The worst is like a group of siblings, right?
Oh, when they're like my brother.
No,
oh,
like when our brother is like my mom and we're like,
oh,
just say mommy. Just say mommy. We know mommy.
You mean our mom?
This all falls into the same like thing for me. I hate it so much.
Yeah,
it's
yeah.
One of my pet peeves.
Okay, back to the episode. Whatever. Her Nachita and the family leave the house. After, you know,
their son.
Yeah. After she thanks everyone for helping her son. and it's also at this like same scene that Refugio is worried that Armando hasn't made it back yet because he only left to buy soda for everybody. And it's been a while, I guess. And everyone's just
long
like,
because
he's begging for money because he gave it all to fucking Teresa's bitch ass.
Yeah.
So then we're at the hospital and Esperanza's with Pablito. Pablito's like, oh, why don't you work here so you can help me all the time? And that's because her man doesn't let her work. That's why, Pablito.
Yeah, that's why.
And then he's like,
then
oh, you
to...
should. No, this part was funny. Before
oh,
you
okay.
leave this
I don't
scene.
Remember.
He's uh-huh. like, oh, you should be boyfriend or you should be Mariano's girlfriend so that you can both take care of me all the time. And
yeah.
Esperanza's like, that's not how it works, silly, whatever. And then he's like, oh, well, hopefully when you do get a boyfriend, he's a good guy like Mariano is. And it feels like a pointless scene, but I think the point of it is to illustrate how trash Ruben is.
Yeah, for sure.
It was just funny. So we're in Paris now, and Ruben is listening to a voicemail that the profe left him. And the profe is saying that he, that Esperanza returned the money because a friend, un amigo, helped her out.
Yeah.
And we had to specify amigo because Ruben goes into a angry rage fit.
He gets because so mad.
He's jealous. Yeah. Ruben is pissed. He calls Esperanza, but her phone died earlier because Pablito was playing games on it. So then he calls the profe and he's like demanding an explanation. And then the profe is like, first of all, you're going to calm your tits when you talk to me.
Yeah.
And he's like, and don't involve me in your shit anymore. And then Ruben is like, okay, okay. And he like, I don't know, takes a breather, calms his tits. And he's like, who's the friend that helped Esperanza? And he's like, I don't know. I didn't ask for
Tell
details.
Me the name.
This is not my fucking business. Like, I don't care. And then he's like, I didn't even believe she had a sick brother at first. And he's like, oh, you thought she was with me for my money? And he's like, well, he's like, that's what I thought at first. But, you know, she's actually a good, like, good woman. So you better not hurt her, basically.
But he will.
Yeah.
He has already.
Already.
Then we go back to the hospital and Esperanza is asking the nurse about working there. And why did she turn
funny
and looks mad about it? Like, yeah. I don't understand.
It's like she's just asking a question, like just answer.
I've gotten questions like that. And then I'm just like, oh, you go here. Like,
I'm like,
why
oh,
is she mad
oh,
about
you
it?
Don't want to work here.
Actually, this place
Think
is hell.
Twice about that.
Then we go to the vacation home. Mariano's telling or asking Teresa if she's willing to wait for him to finish his career.
The answer is
it's
no.
A long career. She, yeah, but we cut out. We don't hear the answer yet.
Well, that's not what she says, but no. We know the answer
we don't
is
see
no.
It. Yeah, she's already not waiting. What are you talking about?
Yeah, so he asks her and then some jazz music plays and then we leave that scene.
Then we go to Profe and Luisa. He's all nostalgic.
Looking at childhood pictures.
Luisa tells him about the guy she's been going on dates with. And then he calls as she's saying this. And he's like, no, go on your date. We have no work to do here today. Because I guess they both work together or something.
Whatever the hell she does.
I'm not entirely sure what she does.
I've never seen her do any work there.
Except run shitty parties where she places direct decorations in the wrong fucking place.
All I've seen her do is cry.
Cry and put decorations in the wrong place.
Yeah, he tells her to go on the date, whatever.
We go back to La Vecindad, and Refugio is telling Don Armando about how much Johnny loved Rosa. And then Don Armando tells her they can't encourage this. They need to help
him
move on.
Yeah, well, because Johnny said, that he plans to remain loyal to Rosita for the rest of his life.
Right, yeah.
Right, because he only said that he loved her, and then the rest doesn't make sense without that part.
You're right. And then they also talk about how they need to move on, too, because they're always sad. But it's okay. You guys just lost your daughter. We don't know exactly how long ago, how much time has passed, but it doesn't seem like that much time. So
Yeah. But I do agree with Armando that they should talk to Johnny and tell him that he doesn't have to be loyal to her.
Then we go back to the vacation home. And this is where Teresa lies and tells Mariano that she will wait for him. Teresa lies to Mariano and tells him that she is willing to wait for him.
Then they start making out. Yeah. But we know she's not willing to wait. And she's already, what is that term? I don't know. Sowing her seeds elsewhere? No.
That's not what
made that up.
She's already got eggs in other cups? No. Why would you put
eggs in baskets?
Baskets!
Right?
Oh, fuck. Yeah. That makes more sense than cups.
Yeah, it does. Yeah, she's already plotting, you know. And the thing that annoyed me the most about all their couple-y scenes here, and I don't know if we're supposed to be rooting for them as an audience, because I'm not, because Teresa is the worst.
I'm waiting for Mariano and Aurora.
Yeah, me too. But like the annoying thing about all these scenes is that they're being so coupley and whatever, but at the same time, like the prof is like, you know, thinking about her and like asking her out, you know, because he's ready to get back into dating because she has let him on and seduced him and all this. And it's like,
it's just so
annoying because she's the worst.
Then we go back to the hospital and Pablito's like, if I finish my food, will you raise the bed up and down?
Yeah.
Just being a kid in a hospital.
It's being funny.
Esperanza's like, it's not a game or not a toy. And then the parents walk in, Doña Nachita and the dad that we don't know what his name is. Mm-hmm. He's Don Nachito.
Don Nachito.
Then we go to the vecindad. Don Armando and Johnny are walking. And he's like, I got to talk to you. And he's like, well, I've been doing good at work. What do you mean?
Yeah. And then he tells her that he should enjoy life because he's young and not that he shouldn't let his grief, I guess, for Rosita, not let him date, like, you know what I mean? Pursue other relationships and things like that. And Johnny's like, no, I want to be miserable.
No, I'm going to be single forever.
And then we go back to the hospital, and Esperanza is talking with El Doctor Ledesma. And she's thanking him for all, like, all the help, and they're just chatting. And then she asks about applying there, and he's like, oh, yeah, you should go to HR.
And then he's like, I'm going to give you a letter of recommendation. Super nice. Mm-hmm. Good guy. Good guy, Dr. Ledesma.
I'm rooting for them.
I'm rooting for them, too. And then we go to Paris. Ruben has been a complete fucking ass.
He's mad, and he's pretending he's mad about, like, I don't know.
He's like, I'm not mad, I'm just tired.
Yeah. But he's really mad about Esperanza.
Yeah. Mayra's like, I mean, why did you have to start a fight with the taxi guy? And he's trying to get into the door, and the key's not working, and he like slams shit around. And she's
it's like when you have a bad day and you can't open the door, and you're like, throwing things around.
Fuck.
Except that he's mad about his Sancha.
Yeah.
And he can't tell his
Sancha
wife.
Sancha means side piece. When they walk in, his phone rings. It's Aida. And he's like, what? What are you saying right now? Because she's saying she's going to stay in Acapulco and not go to Italy. Mm-hmm. And then Mayra takes the phone from him. And Aida tells her the same thing. Mayra's all mad about she's it. Pissed. And Mayra has a point.
Yeah. She's like, why do you want to stay there when Paolo treats you like shit?
Why are you signing up your friends for this piece of shit? Mm-hmm. Paolo has not been good to you.
And then Aida's like, let me talk to my dad. She's like, no, you're not going to talk to him.
You're being so dramatic. Let me talk to my dad. And Mayra's like, no. And so she hangs up, and they talk, and then Ruben uses this as an excuse. He's like, you know what? No, I'm going to go talk to her in person. I'm going to book a flight back to Mexico right now. But this isn't because of
that's
Aida.
Not why he
this
wants is, to go back. Yeah.
He wants to go back. And it's not because he loves Esperanza. No, it's because he loves controlling her.
Mm-hmm.
And his control is loosening on her because another friend helped Pablito instead of him. She didn't want the money. She didn't answer his phone call.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So that's why he wants to go
losing
back.
His grasp on her. And on top of that, he doesn't know yet, but she's applying for another job.
Yeah.
So yeah, that's his excuse.
Yeah. Yeah. Back to La Vecindad. Joni's walking back from the store, and some random girl is like, hey.
Of course, her name's Maria, because that's everyone's name.
Oh, I didn't even catch her name.
Yeah. I don't know why. I mean, I don't remember when she, anyway, that's her name. She's trying to take him out to the movies, and he's like, oh no, I'm tired, whatever.
He declines a date with her because he wants to be lonely for the rest of his life.
Yeah. And then we go back to,
Acapulco. Yeah. Genoveva is telling Aida that she made the right choice with staying in Acapulco because she's choosing love, because love is like so sacred. There was a time in her life where she was hurt by love. Is that what she's saying?
I don't know. I feel like she's kind of saying, I sort of tuned out during this conversation.
I like to tune them out.
But I think what she was saying is that she used to love a man that loved someone else, and she never lost feelings for him, but it just didn't work out. Clearly, she's talking about a win here. Because then she's like, years pass, and then we saw each other again. We were both married, and he has a daughter. And how does Aida not catch on?
Right, exactly. And so basically she's telling her, don't do what I did and choose love.
Yeah. And then somehow they still find a way to talk about Teresa. And it's like, really? Let it go. She like, you're not on her mind at all.
Teresa's living on their minds rent free.
Mm-hmm. So then we go to the profe's house, and Luisa just got back from her date, and she invited him in the house, and they're just chatting, I guess. And this is when he says that he's ready to date. She's like, oh, who do you have in mind? He's like, oh, come on, it's too soon. I literally just said I'm ready to date. I don't have anyone in my mind. But as he's saying this, it was funny. But he's fondling.
The entire conversation, he's
fondling. He's fondling the pen that Teresa gave him.
He's fucking holding the pen in his hands and twirling around.
Fondling.
But yeah, really, we know that this is Teresa he's talking about, but he doesn't tell Luisa this.
Yeah.
But Luisa knows.
She knows. Yeah. So then we go back to Teresa and Mariano, and they're just being coupled in the pool, making out, whatever, swimming. Did you see his tattoo?
Yeah, it's like an Asian or Chinese character, right?
Yeah, I'm like, why does he have that? Ew. I hope it's fake and it's not real.
It's probably real.
Yeah, because back then, I think that was a thing.
It was a fad.
Yeah, it was. Just like years later, it was that feather with the birds coming out of it.
Yeah.
Or the infinity one.
The infinity symbol, yeah.
Yeah.
I dated a guy who had his name in Chinese letters.
Wow.
So if you see someone with Chinese letter tattoos and they're not Chinese,
just run away. Just yeah. Turn around and don't look back.
Yeah. Just like, you know how they say that the, well, for Mexican guys, the fuckboy tattoo is like the praying hands with like a cloth around it. Yeah, I also
hated or it's like a rosary that. Around it.
Yes, a rosary. My bad. Yeah, hands and a rosary around it. Been there. Don't do it.
If you see someone with that tattoo, just run away. Just turn around and run away.
And then the white guy equivalent of that is the trees.
Which I on the forearm?
Yes.
Wait,
which I've also done.
Oh my god.
The Chinese letter guy was the same guy. The trees.
That was like 2-in-1. You should have ran for the hills.
Yeah, yeah.
Sprinted.
Yeah. But my dad knows not like that, right?
No, no.
No, it's just, it's on his back. No one can see it.
So. Yeah.
Except us, this episode.
Yeah, yeah. Because, yeah, so they're, they get out of the pool, they're making out, whatever. I was like, in my head, they're going to do it. And they do, because whatever, they're making out. And he's like, oh, I love you. And she's like, oh, me too. And then she's like, quiero ser tu mujer. Like, who says that?
Right. I don't understand that.
And like, I'm over that whole quiero ser tu mujer thing. Because, like, just because they're going to, like...
Just because you're going to have sex doesn't make you someone else's property.
Yeah, there's... It doesn't mean they own you. Like,
right. Because he... Because you lost your virginity to that person, you're not suddenly his woman. I don't know.
It's weird.
I just don't know who says that. Who talks like that?
I don't know. I don't know. I've never, literally never met. Like, I should just ask people now. No, that's a weird thing to ask.
We're going to run a poll on the Instagram. Have you ever said,
yeah, we should.
I'm going to be your woman to someone you were dating?
Quiero ser tu mujer. I feel like no one's going to say they have done it or said it, I mean.
I never have.
Me either. Like, the thought has never came across my head ever, because
I don't know who says that.
Or it's a dated concept, I guess.
Yeah.
But yeah, this is where the episode ends.
And this is where our episode ends. But yeah, if you've made it this far, we sincerely thank you. Oh, one thing I was going to mention, we posted it on our Instagram, but we reached 750 downloads. That just means 750 listens, whatever, same thing. Exciting. Right?
Yeah.
But yeah, thanks for sticking with us. We have so much fun just watching Teresa and talking shit about it.
Yeah, that's one of my hobbies.
Yeah, it's talking shit. Yeah, it's, anyway, thanks for listening, everyone. Catch us next week with episode 14 of Teresa.
We're almost to 20. Oh my god,
we'll see what happens when we get to 20. We'll see how we feel about Teresa.
We should skip to like 50, just see what's going on after 20. Skip the
middle. Just skip a bunch. I feel like we're not gonna know what's happening.
I know. We're just gonna have to watch them all.
I know, right? Yeah. Anyway, yeah. Thanks for listening. Catch us next week. If you're enjoying this, please rate and review us on Apple Podcasts.
Also follow us on social media.
Yes, and it's all linked in the show notes. Thank you. Remember? All
right, let's say our quote. Oh, I'm sorry.
Oh, I thought you were gonna skip the quote.
No. So I remembered.
Wow, amazing. Okay, remember, entre ser o no ser,
tú eres.
All right.
All right, bye.
Bye, everyone.